Schumer dodges on why he opposes requiring proof of citizenship to vote, GOP funding bill filled with poison pills. By Ian Henchett on September 4, 2024. During an interview with ABC News on Wednesday, Senate Majority Leader Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, said that the only way to keep the government funded is through a bipartisan bill and responded to questions on whether he would support a bill that included a requirement of proof of citizenship to vote, which is bipartisan, by stating that the Republican plan has a bunch of different other poison pills. Host Kana Whitworth asked, "Let's talk about Speaker Johnson. Expected to propose a stopgap funding measure in the House to fund the government until spring, but attaching to it new rules requiring proof of citizenship when voting. And we know a handful of House Democrats say they will support this. If this voter ID legislation is attached to the government funding bill, would you put it up for a vote or are we looking at a government shutdown here?" Schumer responded, "Look, Speaker Johnson should learn from the past. You can only keep the government funded in a bipartisan way. You can't have a group of Republicans, particularly led by right-wing, hard-nosed Republicans who don't even represent the whole Republican Party, put together a proposal with all kinds of poison pill legislation in it and then say, this is what has to pass. That bill may not even pass the House. I think there are some Republicans who might vote against it. It certainly has no chance in the Senate or no chance of being signed by the President. So, Speaker Johnson, look at what's going on. You can't pass a bill unless we come together on a bipartisan agreement. That's what has happened each time in the past. You've tried to appease your right wing, it's failed, and you've had to come to us and negotiate. We're ready to negotiate a bipartisan deal." Whitworth then asked, "Some Democrats do support it, though. And what about it would not pass through the Senate?" Schumer answered, "There's so much in their bill. They have poison pills on abortion. They have poison pills on so many issues. They slash spending for programs that the vast majority of Americans support. That bill is a non-starter. And the idea of this thing about voting, that is law now. If you're not a citizen, you can't vote, period. You can't do that at the federal level." Whitworth followed up, "Well, so, then why not support voter ID?" Schumer responded, "Well, the bill, as I said, is filled with poison pills of all kinds that Democrats would not suggest. And the reason it is because, again, Speaker Johnson, when he starts out, he's afraid of his right wing, he's afraid of his majority. So, he says, what can I put in the bill that you will like? It never passes, and then they have to come negotiate with us. That's what will happen." Follow Ian Henchett on Twitter @IanHenchett.